but he did not see a distinction. He had decided early, under the influence of the Arya Samaj movement and the works of Gandhi and Marx, that his dharma, or spiritual duty, was to go among the poor, serving them. He called this Vedic socialism, and though completely guided by the Vedas, the most sacred text of Hinduism, it had to involve political action. When followers treated him as a monk, bending to touch his feet in respect, he would tell them to stop. He might recite a verse from the Upanishad one moment, but the next he would be quoting, by paragraph number, an article of national law. In the late 1970s, he actually became a politician in Haryana and briefly education minister, but he fell out with the government when police fired on protesting bonded workers, and after that he was a one-man political party. As such, he cast his interests wide. He took up the cause of tribal peoples without land rights and of farmers who could not get fair prices. He campaigned for better treatment of Dalits overall and pushed for laws empowering women, leading marches across India to protest against sati and female feticide. In the villages where he explained that God had created the sun and moon for men and women alike, he was feted as a celebrity, garlanded with marigolds and led round on elephants.